Welcome to the Author Wheel Podcast, where we believe there's no single right way to produce, publish, or promote your work. Only what's right for you. In every episode, we'll talk about common writing roadblocks and how to overcome them so you can keep your stories rolling.
Welcome to the Author Wheel Podcast and Merry Almost Christmas, if you celebrate. This month, we're talking about planning for 2024. In week one, we tackled the review process. And in week two, we talked about clarifying your 2024 mission, which, as Megan pointed out last week, may be totally different than what you did in 2023, or maybe it won't be. But either way, now it's time to pick the strategies that will help you accomplish those goals. And we call this step simplifying because it really truly is where many of us get off track because there are so many strategies out there and it's like all the shiny things. And if we try to do too many, we will not be successful with any of them. So as we mentioned last week, we like to work in threes. So this week, we're going to talk about, so we suggested, by the way, that you choose three big goals to focus on. And now we're going to talk about maybe choosing three strategies, at least three strategies every quarter or whatever, to move toward those goals. So how are you going to accomplish your goals, Megan?
Well, back up just a little step, because what is a strategy? And by our definition, a strategy is the project level action that is going to run longer term. It's not something you're going to start and finish today or this week. It's something that is over the course of months or even years that you're going to implement and test and try out and see what happens and all of that stuff. And that's why we kind of say that, you know, three is a good number. It's not too much. It's not too little. It's just right for Goldilocks because three is achievable. You've got a few different things that you're working on, but it's not overwhelming. So first step on this piece is to once again, take another look at what you've done in the past and what you're trying to do in the future and decide which projects are actually helpful toward those goals that you set now for 2024. Did anything you did in 23 work well to continue to push you forward? So for example, for Greta, right? One of her goals was to double her mailing list. And so one strategy is to do cross promos, right? To participate in either book funnel things or not. And so we're going to talk a little bit about more about that in the future. But looking back on what has worked, you can then apply that, change, tweak it, modify it, whatever, for next year. Again, lean into the things that work.
I have a question for you then. Okay, so say I have a strategy that I used last year that is working for me, and I kind of got it under my belt. Like I went through the learning curve, I got a system, and now it's not taking me a whole lot of time, but I just want to keep it going. Do I have to count that as one of my three strategies, or could I like just kind of shuffle that away and pick a new one to replace?
So the problem with shuffling it away, potentially anyway, is that you stop doing it. And if you stop doing it, if you stop making it a priority, then it stops working. I remember talking with Tanya Kappas about this actually, because I can't remember if this was actually in the podcast episode or not. This may have just been offline. But she was talking about how she has systems in place and every so often she wants to tweak her system. And her husband and accountability partners come back and go, don't do that. If it's not broken, don't fix it. Because as soon as you take it out and you try to change something that's working, potentially that's going to, you know, negatively affect your activities. You only have so much time in the day to get things done. So if you change your priorities, potentially the problem would be that you would now focus on something new at the expense of the thing that was already working and driving your business forward. So sometimes it's really good just to stick with what you got. That being said, my caveat to this is that I think if you do have a system in place and it's now taking less time than it was when you started, you could expand it or grow from there to do more potentially. But you have to be really, really careful that it doesn't take away from the original strategy in the first place.
Okay, so here's, let's talk brass tacks here. So for instance, my goal to double my mailing list, right? Mm-hmm. So what I have done this past year that has worked most of the time is I send a newsletter every other week. Mm-hmm. I have had some snags in that because of the health issues that we mentioned prior. Now I'm talking about organizing and getting involved in cross promotions with other authors. But isn't that part of the same thing? I'm just trying to help people think this through because I still plan to continue my every other week newsletter. Mm-hmm. But now I may be adding a third newsletter a week to promote another author.
Yeah.
But it's still part of the whole, right?
Yes.
Wouldn't you agree?
100%. And that's what I mean. You can expand it, right? So
okay.
Like your strategy was to build your mailing list. You want to focus on building your mailing list and getting more reader engagement. So the tactic that you're going to use to accomplish that strategy could change, but it's expanding on that initial idea, right? So in your case, right, like the cross promos that you've done so far, if I'm not mistaken, are mostly like things like Book Funnel that were already pre-organized and let you participate, but you're maybe in a group that you don't know or that's not necessarily, they don't have as big a list themselves or it's not
right.
as targeted or whatever, right? So there are some little caveats or limitations to those promotions. Now what you're doing is you're expanding on that and saying, hey, those promotions worked, but I can do it better. And I'm going to organize it myself with people that I know and trust and like with good comps for my books. And I know they have good mailing lists or whatever, right?
Right.
And so you're expanding on that strategy. You're changing your tactic slightly so that you can still accomplish and be even more efficient at that strategy.
So it's fine tuning. So strategies, mm-hmm. sometimes you're creating a brand new strategy, something you've never done before. And then, but other times it's taking a strategy you used and expanding it, massaging it, tweaking it, making it slightly different because it was working. And so you're adding to it.
Yeah.
So for instance, here's another, like just to get a little granular for listeners. Last year, one of my strategies was I was going to learn how to run Facebook ads this past year. And that was a huge learning curve. It was a lot of work for me. And, in the beginning, it's still a lot of work, but less so because I learned a lot and it's working for me. So if I say I want to move that strategy into 2024, but then now in 2024, I just want to learn to scale my Facebook ads mm-hmm. and spend more, make more, get better at it. That would be a little bit different than my organizing mystery cross promotions, because that's a whole new sort of a thing I'm doing. Whereas with the Facebook ads, I'm just taking the thing and wanting to get better at it.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be two like examples of what we're talking about.
Right. And keep in mind, tactics are different than strategies.
Right.
And we're gonna talk about tactics next week in the implementation tips. But your tactics are the day-to-day tasks that you're doing to achieve the strategy. So, just keep that in mind too. Strategy is like your project, right? It's the thing you're doing.
It's you starting the Substack.
Yes. Yes.
That's a strategy.
That is a strategy. That is my strategy to reach more writers who are interested in learning from me about writing, the writing and publishing industry.
But writing three posts a week, is those are tactics. That's a tactic. Right. Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. So there we go.
Okay.
All right.
I think we got this. At least I think I finally understand fully what we're talking about. And next week, we're going to get into them tactics and into the implementation of our strategies.
Are you an aspiring author? Stop by www.authorwheel.com/stuff to download the top 5 writing roadblocks aspiring authors must overcome. Thank you for listening to the Author Wheel podcast, hosted by Greta Boris and Megan Haskell, edited by Jim Wilborn.